Lent begins this Wednesday. We invite you to join us in praying the Liturgy of the Hours every day this Lent. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Creator, sovereign prince of time, who set the hours in fixed array, you mark the light of day for work, and grant us night for sleep and rest. Direct our hearts and keep them chaste, lest silence shrouded in the night expose us to our jealous foe, who pierces souls with fearful wounds. May hearts be free of vain desire, and bear no torch of ire or lust, lest flames that touch and rouse our sense should sap the strength of mind and soul. Most loving Father, hear our prayer, and you, O Christ, co-equal Son, who with the Spirit Paraclete now reign for all eternity. Amen. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Hear this, all you peoples, give heed all who dwell in the world, men both high and low, rich and poor alike. My lips will speak words of wisdom, my heart is full of insight. I will turn my mind to a parable, with the harp I will solve my problem. Why should I fear in evil days the malice of the foes who surround me? Men who trust in their wealth and boast of the vastness of their riches. For no man can buy his own ransom or pay a price to God for his life. The ransom of his soul is beyond him. He cannot buy life without end, nor avoid coming to the grave. He knows that wise men and fools must both perish, and must leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling place from age to age, though their name spread wide through the land. In his riches man lacks wisdom, he is like the beasts that are destroyed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, says the Lord. This is the lot of those who trust in themselves, who have others at their beck and call. Like sheep they are driven to the grave, where death shall be their shepherd, and the just shall become their rulers. With the morning their outward show vanishes, and the grave becomes their home. But God will ransom me from death, and take my soul to himself. Then do not fear when a man grows rich, when the glory of his house increases. He takes nothing with him when he dies, his glory does not follow him below. Though he flattered himself while he lived, men will praise me for all my success. yet he will go to join his fathers, and will never see the light anymore. In his riches man lacks wisdom, he is like the beasts that are destroyed. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, says the Lord. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. All men have sinned and are deprived of the glory of God. All men are now undeservedly justified by the gift of God through the redemption wrought in Christ Jesus. Through his blood, God made him the means of expiation for all who believe. He did so to manifest his own justice.
I shall know the fullness of joy when I see your face, O Lord.
I shall know the fullness of joy when I see your face, O Lord.
Fulfillment and endless peace in your presence.
When I see your face, O Lord.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
I shall know the fullness of joy when I see your face, O Lord.
Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty and holy is your name. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile suae, et se enim ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes. Quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordeus a progenie in progenies dimensibus eum. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui. Deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles. Exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in annes.
Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name.
Let us praise Christ, the shepherd and guardian of our souls, who loves and protects his people. Placing our hope in him, we cry out,
Protect your people, Lord.
Eternal shepherd, protect our Bishop Oscar
and all the shepherds of your church.
Protect your people, Lord.
Look kindly on those who suffer persecution. Hasten to free them from all adversity.
Protect your people, Lord.
Have mercy on the needy, Lord. Provide food for the hungry.
Protect your people, Lord.
Enlighten all legislators to enact laws in the spirit of wisdom and justice.
Protect your people, Lord.
Come to the aid of our departed brothers and sisters, whom you have redeemed with your blood. Make them worthy to enter your wedding feast.
Protect your people, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Father, yours is the morning and yours is the evening. Let the Son of Justice, Jesus Christ, shine forever in our hearts and draw us to that light where you live in radiant glory. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Lent is a privileged season of prayer and penance. Along with giving something up and observing the usual abstinence from meat on Fridays, we invite you to make the commitment to pray the Liturgy of the Hours with us every day as we prepare to welcome our risen Lord on Easter. God bless.